house, wanted mad house. Wake up with us early in the morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry mad, you get the picture. Morning mad house for breakfast, we in the kitchen. Morning mad house, morning mad house. What the fuck wrong with Burby is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa, morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, morning mad house. Whoa, morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, yeah. Morning mad house, morning mad house. Whoa.
What the business is? No limit, Larry, the Morning Mad House. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Clacking in one time for the one time. Boy, it is hump day. They said it's what? It's hump day. I said what, boy? Hump day, hump day, hump day. 75 degrees right now. Today's high is going to be right near 95. And boy, them afternoon thunderstorms today, they're going to knock somebody down. They're going to put you on your ice. It's going to be one of them. God and the marching band is coming through this afternoon with one of these afternoon thunderstorms. Wait, boy, hold on to your pearls. I'm trying to tell you. It's going to be one of them. It's going to be one of them HBCU marching bands like FAMU marching 300. It's going to be like that.
In the sky.
In the sky this afternoon. And, you know, today is the supermoon. So if
you've been talking about this.
Yeah.
You're very excited about this.
Yeah, I am. I get excited about astrology and science and stuff like that.
Really?
My daughter, she likes science too.
Okay.
So I've always been I always make great grades in science.
Word.
Yeah, so today is the supermoon.
Big moon.
It looked like the moon is sitting on the earth.
Cause really?
It's the closest that the moon will be to the earth. For a long time.
What's crazy is last night I looked up and I just saw the moon as I was driving, and I remembered you talking about that the other day. I was like, when is that supermoon thing going down? So that's tonight.
It's today. It's actually today and throughout the day. Like, if you look at the moon now, it appears to be like a yellowish, reddish color.
Yeah.
And it looks huge. Like, it looked like you can dribble it. Like, you can grab it. It looked like you can grab it.
So I'm gonna pay attention.
Actually out this morning. So if you're driving this morning,
it looks bigger.
Yeah, looks super big. Speaking of looking bigger, we getting bigger. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all hear this guy. Y'all say what up to B-Dot.
What's happening? Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright shining faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, B-Dot. It's bright smiling faces.
Damn it.
I'm just because Jessica would cuss you out.
Would she?
Get it right. Yes.
Gosh, I'm sorry, Miss Jess. I'm just trying to hold Miss Jess down because I'm her brother next door.
That's a song her mama used to sing to her when she woke up every morning. That's why she sang it to the people.
That's what's up. It's a very catchy song. Like, I thought she learned it in kindergarten or something. But
she probably did. But that's our story.
So that's our story. We're sticking to it.
We're gonna stick it to it.
Absolutely.
How you this morning?
I'm great, man.
I'm gonna get back to you in a second.
Okay.
I'm sorry, man. I'm with me this morning, but y'all say what's up, the comedian Burbank.
I say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
West side.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up for
good
the
morning.
I knew I wasn't really there this morning. That's why I played the bat. I played the bat.
He just stole your whole intro. I mean, Burby, you want to fight him, man. Go ahead.
It's not really a stealing of intros. I'm telling you, like, NCOG fussed at me yesterday for singing intros.
Yeah.
What y'all don't understand is, because y'all have been up here so long, that when we're out in the cars, these are things that we're singing in our cars. Like, we sing that with you. I wish somebody would call up here and sing it just to prove, just so you can know.
So my man, God rest his soul, Tonio, used to call in, and he used to do that. And he told Burpee that a long time ago.
He did.
And he used to challenge Burpee. Like, people used to, he used to really challenge Burpee. Yeah, Tonio can sing.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, B-Dot.
Talk to me. Fuss at me.
Yeah, you know, I know you're filling in and everything.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Yeah, you got to get on time, bit though.
Yeah, that was my bad, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know,
we're not going to start no bad habits.
We're
before,
not.
Before you get, you know what I mean, the bad habit.
No, well, see, what had happened was.
And you know better.
Now, 100%.
Phil was burping.
What?
Yeah, but you know better.
100%.
You a certified radio veteran. You got over 15 years of experience. Like 20, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you know better.
See, what happened was, I didn't go 5 months without having to have my alarm on. And my body ain't used to cutting that alarm on for that 4:45. So this morning when I woke up and saw 5 a.m., it was panic mode for me. Panic.
You were looking around trying.
Oh, gotta get in the shower. Baby, where my shoes at? It's that type of, but
I don't even lie, I woke up late this morning too.
Bro,
she was like, 505. It's 505. Let's go. Let's go.
Because see, I'm trying to learn the city too, man. I was in the city last night at the Summer League.
Oh yeah, down at the Pro-Am.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, it's lit down there.
Yeah, I got to see the point guard get off, and that was my first time seeing him live.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah,
like that lefty.
Yeah, the team got drilled by 30, but
they did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but that's the Summer League.
I mean, there was some hoopers out there, my boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Johnson C. Smith got a squad out there.
Oh yeah, yeah. My boy Cartier plays for Smith.
That was all right out there too.
Boy, he went to West Charlotte, went down to USC Upstate. Now he's home playing at Smith.
That's what's up. Yeah, they lost too.
They lost two Cartier and them lost
by like 2 points. That thing was good.
Yeah. Shout out to my man Zo for the Queen City Pro-Am Summer League. It be going down.
They got them shorts too. They got these. Never mind, yeah. They ain't pay for that.
All right, today, nah, they good.
I ain't know, my bad. Burp, I'm just trying to, you know.
Today's inspiration of Power Word of the Morning is coming from Pat. He know better. Trust me, he know better. Don't let him fool you now, Burp.
Oh,
he know
I know.
Better. Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Most people want to change the world to improve their lives, but the world they need to change is the one inside of themselves. That is a choice. One that some are not willing to make. See, the longer you live, the more your life is shaped by the choices you make. You decide what to eat. You choose which friends to spend time with. You choose whether to finish high school, whether to go to college, and even who to marry. The longer you live, the more choices you make, and the more responsible you are for how your life turns out. Another choice is our attitude. And whether you've had to experience tough times, extreme hardship, or terrible tragedies, your attitude is still your choice. So today, what kind of attitude will you choose? I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Man, 6:02, 2 minutes out to 6 o'clock. Y'all know what time it is. It is side of Madhouse. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
Using the hashtag MadhouseQOTD today, we want to know, when buying a car, what feature is mandatory?
Okay. So I was having a conversation with one of my homies, and we was talking about this because BMW is rolling out a new heated seat subscription for $18 a month. They can put something in your car.
What?
They can put something in your car where your car can have heated seats.
For the month.
For the month. It's called some type of microtransactions or something like that they're doing. But my thing, first of all, I said, if I buy a BMW, that better come with a heated seat.
But no cap, though, like, you only need the heated seats for like 3-4 months.
Here. You see what
you're
saying?
Yeah, that's real.
You know, but you're right here. But
yeah.
But what's one feature for you?
What's crazy is, like, I wrecked my Audi, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had it for like 4-5 months. And I had to, like, go back in time and drive like my get around car that has absolutely no features. Like, I remember it has no Bluetooth. Like, it's got to put the key in the ignition. Like, it's up to push to start is one. Like, that
push
is
to start, bro, it's a beast.
Push to start feature is mandatory. And I didn't know how much I depended on that reverse cam.
Right. Woo.
Reverse cam.
Yeah. I had to get used to it.
Yes. But once you get used to it, it's like you can't operate without
it,
dog.
Oh,
my gosh.
You can't go back.
Yes, man. Reverse cam and push to start. Like,
you got to pick one, though.
Just one?
Yeah. If you're out of those two, which one is
push to start.
Push to start.
Yes, man.
Okay.
Yes, man. Who puts keys in ignition?
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
I would say that.
Bluetooth is a must.
Even though I got my old truck, I like sometimes going back and getting the CDs and putting them in up.
Oh, I bet.
It even got a tape player in it.
Yeah.
Go
back in time. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by go back in time. Them time machines.
But when I'm driving it, though, I do miss my Bluetooth. I be like, dang, I just want to connect.
And so, you know what, man? I'm not even dependent on Bluetooth like that. I never use my Bluetooth.
For real?
I definitely use it.
Very rarely.
Road trips?
Yeah.
Very rarely. And if I do, I'm listening to an audiobook or something. A lot of times, if I'm not listening to the radio, if I'm not listening to Power 98,
yeah,
I'm not listening to nothing.
No,
you know what I'm saying? For real.
I get
silence.
That because when I travel like city to city, I listen to the other radio stations.
Me too.
Because I want to hear what, you know, what they do.
Yeah.
I got a playlist.
Really?
Yeah.
I do both. So my feature is, the chirp chirp. Like, the unlock the doors.
Oh.
You know, because.
I was going to say, a Nextel?
No. the key fob.
Okay, yeah.
You know, back in the day, you had to.
Boy, you got to have it.
I think every car comes with that now, like after a certain year. And the backup cam, I think, ever since 2009 or 2010.
The Dark Knight got remote start now?
Bro, the remote start is something I had on my charger, too. That thing is so lovely.
Bourbon finally upgraded, please.
I saw him. Yeah, man. The Dark Knight looked good.
But he don't even know how to act. He don't know how to act.
He don't just drive around.
How do we get in on this?
Man, you can go to our Instagram pages at I Am No Limit Larry at B.TV or I'm Just Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8078.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
Do y'all know what today is?
It's your anniversary.
No, hell no.
Oh.
What you said, Wednesday? Yes. But it's a special Wednesday.
Oh.
McDonald's, baby, it's Friday. Today is National French Friday.
Did they pay for that?
They didn't, but this is, I'm not talking about a specific McDonald's.
Okay,
I'm telling the people, you can go get free French fries today. McDonald's is giving out
free. No.
See, I'm giving the people information about something they can go get free.
Right.
They don't got to pay.
Right. Okay. That's fair. So you just drive up to McDonald's and just get a free fry.
A large fry. Today is French fry day.
I got to have an app or something?
I think you can just pull up, tell them, give me my free large fry today.
And pull off. Don't get nothing else.
Everybody put Larry to the test today.
Don't get nothing.
There you go.
Just free fries.
Today is National French Fry Day. McDonald's is giving away free fries. Yesterday, Subway gave away 1 million 6-inch subs. So if you went by Subway before noon, you got a free six-inch sub.
Dang.
I found out at 11:57. I was like, well, okay.
Missed that boat.
Yeah, the whole boat.
Yes.
But yeah, so stop by McDonald's today and get a free large fry for French fries.
I love me some good fries, man. Like, that's one of my favorite foods.
Yeah.
No cap. Like, I love good fries. And McDonald's fries, when they hot, fresh out the grease, lightly salted, best fries in restaurants.
Them and Chick-fil-A running neck for neck for me right now.
The waffles?
Yeah, the waffle fries.
They got to be hot, though.
They got to be hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all sleeping on Burger King fries.
Burger King fries be like that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
Burger King fries are horrible. It's cardboard.
McDonald's fries fell off.
They're cardboard.
No
Stop
way.
Playing.
No way.
Nobody's ever said that. You're a serial killer. Nobody's ever said.
I don't know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Man, we jumping off Working Woman Wednesday. B-Dot and Burt. What we talking to these ladies about today?
Man, listen. You know, it's a video going around on social media of Carlos Miller. Comedian Carlos Miller.
Okay. Carlos, the sensei.
Okay. Right. Talking about how women want a unicorn type of guy to be in a relationship with. Men, we see what's in front of us. But women make up this man that they want. He got to write poetry, fight, make a whole bunch of money, tall, this, that, and the third. But ladies, we want to know. Have you ever had that unicorn guy? And what you say, Larry? Who is it?
Who is the guy that you've dated that is closest to your dream fantasy man?
Sit there and lie. And say
because nine times out of ten, it is not the dude you with right now.
Sit there and lie.
I just want to know who's going to tell the truth. And you don't got to drop last names, but we definitely want to hear first names.
Yeah.
I just want to see who real in the city. Because you know they say the folk tell the truth. They say the folk really saw everybody. So I want to see who really going to call in and be like, yo, James... That was my one, and I ain't with him right now. But James did me right.
Why wouldn't they be with that unicorn though? It might
have just didn't work out.
You can tell us the type of man you want. You can tell us the type of man you want if you don't want a name drop.
Because
I'm interested in who like agrees with Los on that. Like how many women agree that?
Yeah.
Yes. What I want is a unicorn, or are there women saying nah? Like. What I'm asking for is not a unicorn. Asking for somebody to be able to provide for me and us and to be faithful and to be able to have great sex and to be able to
spend 1,000 hours a week with me.
And money.
So every woman wants all of that. Like I find that hard to believe. Like women want their space too, ain't it?
No.
570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. Ladies, holler at us. I want to see who's going to be real, though. Be like,
I am interested in that, Larry.
Who dropping them names?
Burpee was my dream, dude.
Ain't nobody going to say that. Nobody.
What?
Nobody's going to say that. Nobody.
I was a dream guy.
I wish we could talk to all your exes.
Back
None of them would say that.
Back in like 05, I was
boy,
like,
bye.
Boy,
bye.
I say your ex-wife won't even say
She won't. She probably won't.
No. course you won't.
Definitely won't.
It wasn't nobody's dream guy. He ain't even watched Dream Girls.
I dream myself. Does that count?
Hit us up.
Like, I hate y'all.
It's what time? It's more hip hop in the morning. This is a fact. This is no cap. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
All right. To my working ladies.
To my working ladies.
It's be time, baby.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, Gastonia, your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar, overachieving.
When I'm on the grind, working on MVP, baby. You the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody know she working and she grinding. Work, working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Work, working and she grinding.
You're the real MVP, man. You know, we talk to these ladies on Working Women Wednesday. What we hollering at them about today, Burt and B-Dot?
We want to know, man, ladies. This is specific to the ladies. Fellas, you can't call up here.
Yeah.
Ladies, who is that unicorn that maybe got away from you? Some of y'all calling up here saying, you know, got him now. But if you don't have that unicorn, what is it that you're looking for in a man?
Yeah.
What are the specifics?
Yeah, the non-negotiables.
We did ask y'all that, and they was calling up here.
And yeah. I told them, you know, drop names. Like, who's that unicorn man in your life or was in your life?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? So you dropping somebody a name? Who's the guy closest to your dream guy that you date?
The man that I am going to marry right now.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. What's his name? What's his name?
His name is Channing Williams.
Okay. And what does Channing do that's so Channing?
He is literally everything that I've dreamed of. And I mean, like, I know people say that, but like, nah, for real. I waited a long time for this unicorn. I had to get him out of the mud.
Out of the mud? You dug him out of the mud? You dug him out of the mud?
He is literally like the best person. He goes by, you know, like Big Goat, and he really is. I don't have to do anything. Women want someone who they don't really have to think. You know, we don't want to have to say a bunch of words.
Y'all are hard.
Thank you.
Wow. Like good story. Good luck to you and Channing.
Wish you nothing but success in your marriage, man.
No, y'all aren't. Y'all dropped crickets on Shorty because she was telling you why Channing was so Channing.
Good morning.
His name is Channing.
He's enchanting.
Good morning.
What's up, baby?
Yes. So I went through a few, but I found what I call my unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Scott. We are engaged.
So you with him right now?
Yeah, we together.
So what about the other guys you went through? What was wrong with them?
Did you say went through?
Yeah, that's what she said. I went through a couple. You said they couldn't get right. What was wrong with them?
If couldn't get right was a real person, that was them.
Mm-hmm. What was wrong with them, though? Give me something that was wrong with one of them.
When you can't admit to what you have done, and you always got to have an excuse or a reason.
Mm.
No.
Okay, I can accept that.
No, I need somebody to stand in their truth, mm-hmm. who can actually be responsible for their actions.
So what is so unicornish about this guy right now that you with?
I don't have to say much. He listens. He pays attention. Even if I said something like, oh, I wish I could, get a massage. I can guarantee you that's stuck in his mind. And whenever a simple occasion comes, he's like, here, there you go. And I'm like, what?
He's a better listener.
Exactly. And all that most women want is somebody to listen.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Why are we getting the crickets? Wait, I wanted to ask her a question.
Go ahead.
You can ask her a question.
Well, no, because with the situation with your ex, it was a situation where he wouldn't admit to something, right? So I'm guessing like there had been some, maybe he had cheated or something and he didn't admit to it, correct?
No, not even just cheating. Like, cheating to me is regular now. It happens. That's part of,
getting
into who you are. It's happened to everybody.
Right.
I'm not sure if anybody's been in a situation where they have not been cheated on.
Right.
So that right there, that's not a knocker for me.
So
when you can,
Hold on, wait a minute, hold on for a second, ma'am. Hold on, y'all calm
she
down.
She might be a unicorn.
Y'all calm.
You about to get married?
Let me ask her, her little unicorn.
Yeah, she found her little. She said,
where he find you at?
Where did he dig you from? What mud he pull you from?
What is it that he wouldn't admit? That's my question. What? Because I want to make sure that you, the guy you're with now, he's been in the same situations where you can balance the two or grade the two at the same rate.
So my thing is, when you're with someone for the long run,
yeah,
and you can't admit the fact that, you know, I don't want to be with you, or because, okay, so when it comes to finances,
yes,
9 times out of 10, most men make more than the woman.
Yes.
And I'm not asking for you to pay everything, but if you're making 25% more than me,
yeah,
I should be able to reduce by at least 25%. That way, we are both saving for one goal. If we both can't save for one goal, then I can't.
If I make 25% more to you, I'm only going to pay 25% more to bills.
Thank you, baby. Thank you for your comment.
Why, Bert?
These are facts.
Ridiculous.
Y'all paying all the bills in the house?
I'm a man.
I didn't ask you that.
No. Yes. I tell the truth. Yes. No. Every single one of them.
No, I don't.
No. I do.
I pay
all my stuff. I mean,
I'm not asking what you pay.
Oh yeah, everything. But
that's
about to,
you know, list,
about to give his whole life.
List.
You pay
all the bills. So the
97% of them.
The money that your wife makes, she
pay her bills with, like her car payment, cell phone bill,
okay,
stuff like that.
That ain't all the bills then, Larry.
That's all the bills.
Y'all not on the same cell phone plan?
Boys, you stupid.
Today is for the ladies.
Ladies.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday, and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she gonna do it. She gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working mama Wednesday. Working mama Wednesday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Working mama Wednesday. Oh yeah. Working mama Wednesday.
That's what it is, man. We was talking to the ladies about that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Unicorn man, comedian Carlos Miller has this big viral post going around talking about ladies and the type of men that y'all want. Y'all want a unicorn. Man that can fight, he a thug, he's sensitive, he pay all the bills, he make love to you 14 times a day.
Lord.
And give you $1,000 every time you walk out the door.
God, dog. Is that what y'all want, ladies?
$1,000 every time you walk out the door.
That's what he said.
I don't want to be with you if I got to do all that.
Good God, about it. And then what are your requirements?
Cook.
Right. And cook. So let me ask y'all, so we can wrap up this Working Women Wednesday, B-Dot and Burp. What would y'all actually say about y'all?
Would y'all be unicorns? This man tried to get me killed.
Your wife know you had women before her. Stop acting like that.
But nah, but like, for real, me and my lady been together so freaking long that I know that my exes wouldn't talk bad about me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, they would not say I'm a unicorn. All of them have flaws for me. Like, I'm not a unicorn to any of them.
That's real.
Yeah, I'm not a unicorn to India, but I was great to all of them, though.
That's
and I think
up.
They will all say that. No,
never at least say you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all you want. Just say
absolutely.
Something good about
absolutely.
Say at least something good about
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Bert?
Huh? Don't be nervous, Bert.
Oh, no, I'm not nervous at all. I don't give a damn.
What you got, Bert?
Well, one thing about what we do, me and Dot, is that we're comedians.
Right.
And women love to laugh.
They
women
do.
Women love to laugh. So that's one thing. They'll say that I definitely made them laugh.
Made them laugh, okay.
Other thing is, I'm not a unicorn. But they will say I'm a horse. They will tell you that.
That boy's stupid.
They will tell you I'm a stallion on. Thoroughbred. You hear me?
Well played, my boy. Well
Kentucky
played.
Derby.
Well
get on my played. Get on my nerves. I'm like you, beat out. I think, you know, they would definitely say, you know, he treated me right. He was good.
Right.
Mm-mm. And he liked to do it.
I like when Mr. got on top of it, did his thing, did his number.
He wants you to bust it out.
He was so sweet to me, but you're going to have to bust it down.
Hey,
oh. Yeah, I believe my mom would say that too.
Yeah.
Today is for the ladies.
Ladies,
it's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. With Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
Then they gonna say you got to somebody. Oh, you gonna have to. Oh, I wish this was satellite radio. Coming up inside the madhouse, man. We gonna let y'all shine. Get your shine list ready. 570 WPG1.
I'm glad it's not
525-0098.
Shining from a mile, Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out in Boston. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossin'. I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real, I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Baby, who you let shine this morning, big dog?
I'm letting my best friend shine. Bruno Mars.
Oh, my gosh.
Met him on Monday.
You got a phone number?
Huh?
You got a phone number?
You don't know him, you know, man.
You know when you pound somebody, you know we hit the phones like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if the contact went through.
Yeah, it didn't. If you can't call his phone, he's not your friend. If you can't call his phone, he really not your friend.
No, he's friends.
He's just somebody you know.
He wanted to wish me success in all that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And
call
he
his
heard
phone
a lot
then.
About me.
Call his phone then.
Huh?
Call his phone.
All right. I was trying to rain on my parade.
You rain on mine all the time. I got to pay you back. B Dot, you got somebody to let shine this morning?
I do, man. I really want to let my best friend shine for real.
Okay.
Like my folk Welton, man, Slim. He been doing
Slam.
Yeah, man, he been doing a lot of things with refereeing. And last night he hit me up and he was like, man, I'm getting a referee at the summer league. So I pulled up out there, man, and it was just so fun watching him in a professional environment doing his referee thing. But I was heckling the hell out of him. Oh, he didn't call a foul one time, and I let him have it. Oh, it was hilarious, man. But I just want to tell him, man, big stuff you're doing, dog, and I'm proud of you, dog. You're shining this morning. That's you shining. Hit the music right there, Larry. When the music was supposed to go up.
Shout out to Slim, man.
I want to shout out to everybody over there at the Eat Academy and their summer camp, man. They got a big summer camp for the kids over there. They doing big things with the kids. Shout out to DeJuan. Shout out to my man. What's the little boy name? I forgot his name. Dead fast. But everybody over there at the summer camp, man, they know what I'm talking about. Y'all do y'all thing and keep them kids engaged.
I got to see the point guard hoop last night, man.
Hey, I forgot to shout her out on Monday. I said I was going to do it. Tina the truck driver. The truck driver. She was at Trap Karaoke. And she was like, Burpee. I was like, yeah. She said, man, tell Larry I listen to y'all every morning, man. Shout me out on Monday. Tina the truck driver. So shout out to you. Just want to let you.
All right, coming up inside the madhouse, you know how it's going down, 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 and down. It's going down. We got your Nosy Neighbor News. Going to drop at 7:24. We back at 7:20.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
It's guess you know the neighbor news for Wednesday, July the 13th, French Friday, and Super Moon Day in Charlotte, America, and in the world. All right, we're going to start off with Neo. Neo was recently on a podcast, and he was talking about him and Lucky Day and why he didn't sign Lucky Day. Said Lucky Day was staying in his house. Neo had to go out of town. He'd say, hey, look, you good, bro. Just don't go in my master bedroom. You can do whatever you want to do, but just don't go in my master bedroom. And what do y'all think happened?
When that master bedroom.
Yeah. Neo came home early. Lucky Day was in his master bedroom with a girl.
Come on, man.
And he, Neo said him and Lucky Day fell out. And that's why he didn't sign Lucky Day.
Well, now, I'm not that bad now.
Who looks dumb now?
I mean, you know, Neo still got bread. Now, don't do that.
I ain't saying he got no money.
I mean, you know.
Man,
you'd
have had a slave.
Well, Lucky Day.
You know what, butter? Go back to your corner.
Motherfucker, talk to that.
Go back to your corner. Yeah, but that's why he said he didn't sign Lucky Day. He was talking about that on the podcast. The Emmy nominations are in. They was announced on yesterday. And boy, black people, we all over this thing.
What you mean?
Quinta Brunson, who is the writer-director behind Abbott Elementary.
Abbott Elementary. Yeah.
She received 3 Emmy nominations, becoming the youngest black female to receive 3 Emmy nominations, including leading black actress or leading actress in a role.
Mm.
So shout out to her.
It's deserving.
Yeah. I never seen one episode.
I mean, either, but what? I heard it's crazy. Like
never
that.
Seen one. It's hilarious.
I hear a lot of people talking about it. Yeah, Dave Chappelle also received the Emmy nomination for The Closer.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people didn't think he was gonna, you know, they because of the outrage behind it.
Yeah,
but the Emmys have nominated Dave Chappelle as well as Chadwick Boseman for a voiceover he did for Disney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, black people, we all over this thing.
I didn't know. Miss Pat got an Emmy nomination also.
Oh, that's what's up.
For best directing in the TV show.
Oh, shout out to Miss Pat. I didn't see her name.
That's what's up, man.
I appreciate that show that got that nod.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Pat. Yeah. Lil Wayne is back, baby.
The Louisiana Fest is back.
You know, he started in 2015.
That was off the chart. That's just a great name.
Yeah, Louisiana Fest.
Yes.
He was doing it every year, but for the last few years, he hasn't been able to due to COVID. Well, it's back this year. It's back this year, Saturday, August 27th.
Mm.
You can attend Louisiana Fest, and boy, he got some names on this thing. Moneybagg Yo, Coi Leray, Babyface Ray, Rob 49, Lil Wayne, and more.
You didn't say but 2 names that I really got excited about.
Moneybagg, Coi Leray, Babyface Ray is like that, though.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
Yeah, Babyface Ray is like that.
Hey, but, you know, like, I'm a Pizza fan. So, anytime he do something, Lil Wayne, I call him Pizza.
I was about to say, you a who, man?
Yeah, because he be having little Caesars.
Ah. You see what I'm saying? You just don't want to be here no more, do you?
That was out of line?
That was completely out of line.
Butterfingers respected that.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Did you hear Butter say,
right.
Yeah, he was like, I see what you did.
We all got it.
Yeah, we had it, but this is what you're going to do?
I mean, that's what I just called him, Pizza.
We can tell you ready to go.
Yeah, this is last day.
You know what?
Tickets, trying to get him out of here.
Yeah, tickets for Lil Wayne, Louisiana Fest go on sale this Friday, July the 15th, so you can check that out. That's your Nose to Neighbor News. I don't want to talk to these guys no more.
Jessica.
Y'all know what time it is. It is 7:40, and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry May.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
Are you mad, man? Are we mad?
Me like that. I didn't tell you to stop singing over the intro. I got trumped by the big boss. The big boss told you to stop singing over the intro. I don't mind that.
That's horrible.
You said what?
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That was like one of the highlights of my day singing that, man. Now I don't even get to sing it. Thanks a lot, boss man.
Hey, make sure you join us this Friday, man. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Spectrum Center. You know, the monster trucks are rolling into Charlotte for the big monster jam. This Friday, July 15th, we're going to be broadcasting live from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I think you can bring your kids out. I'm going to find out for sure so you can bring your kids out to check out these trucks. Mm. All right, here we go. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag, I know you freaking lying. Hashtag, ain't no way, boss. So, a lady and a man got into an argument in her backyard. I don't know what they was arguing about, why they was arguing, but you know, sometimes during the fight, you might pick up something. You might hit somebody with it.
Yeah.
You might push them down.
Yeah.
Not this lady. Oh, no. This lady right here. This lady right here. She took the fight to an extreme measure.
What happened, Larry?
She grabbed a gas can.
A gas can.
Poured gasoline on the man and set his ass on fire.
Oh, no, gas too expensive.
On fire in the backyard. She set the man on fire in the backyard. Like, what type of argument are you having with one of your neighbors or anybody to make you want to set them on fire?
But how are you able to get set on fire?
It was a heated argument.
It was a lot of fiery passion.
I ain't telling, not a heated argument.
But I'm telling you, at what point, like, how do you sit around long enough to allow them to, like, throw the match or the flame? Like, if we fighting, mm-hmm. and then you hit me with the match, with the gas. Yeah. Once you hit me with the gas, though, at that point, I'm out of there.
Like, so I didn't see the video, so I don't know. So I'm thinking the gas can had to be close, or it had to be close, and she just threw it, and boom, just threw the match with it or something. I don't know. She set the man on fire in the backyard.
She knocked his ass out. Y'all, this is the point that y'all missing. She was able to pour the gas on him.
Yes.
She could have just threw it.
Huh?
She could have just threw the gas on you. Like, somebody could just throw gas on you.
Nah, because she got close enough to light his ass up.
Yeah, I'm...
He was out. He was out of there. She
it's
beat
a big
his
fire. I'm thinking like waiting to exhale, car explosion, that kind of fire on Buddy in the backyard.
Yeah, he was really on fire like that.
The gas Hang too on. Expensive.
Yeah. Listen, first of all, you shouldn't be fighting.
Right.
Men and women, y'all shouldn't even be fighting. Nobody really should be fighting. But damn.
Even though I did see a little person get hit with a scooter.
You know what? Mm-mm. I'm not.
Did y'all see that video?
You just keep knocking on
the... He's ready to go.
Yeah, it's his last day. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. See what else I've been mad about. Y'all know what time it is. It's Wednesday, and Pastor Real got to hit the building.
Come on, stand to your feet as we present to you, Pastor Real. Come on, give him a hand.
That's the one right here. You don't know that one.
I woke up this morning. Yeah. What did I hear? A powerful message. Music to my ears. Get out the bed and let the sunshine hit you. Like a word from the scripture, cause there's nobody does it better than Pastor Reed.
Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry or not?
Because you get it 100.
Now, Pastor Reels?
Yes, sir.
I do have a couple church announcements.
Go with your announcements.
First of all, the McDowell girls need bail money.
The McDowell girls?
Yes, Sister Ruby said she had, please put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego on the prayer list. Apparently, they were detained by the Mecklenburg Police Department after trap karaoke on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
The police pulled them over by the gas station by Music Factory for twerking on them headlights at the red light. They are being held on a $150 bond.
$150?
Several charges.
Oh, wow.
It is that time again. Vacation Bible School is back. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Vacation Bible Amen. School is back. Get them kids something to do. This year's theme is Haters Don't Get to Heaven.
Haters don't get to heaven.
Kids will learn about the biblical haters like Judas Iscariot.
Yep.
Right. Who sold out our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. Oh, praise God.
The biggest hater.
Yes, sir. Cain, who killed his brother Abel.
Hallelujah. His own damn brother because he was hating.
And last but not least, the sinful serpent himself, the headliner of hell. Satan.
The
absolutely.
Headliner. Headliner of hell.
Yes, and each child will design their very own breastplate of righteousness and fight Deacon Welton Spencer, who will be wearing a Duke Blue Devils outfit. Those are your morning announcements. Thank you, Pastor Reels.
For those announcements.
Thank you, B-Dot. I appreciate that.
Brother B-Dot.
Yes,
today's
sir.
Today's word.
Yes.
Oh. Make your circle small.
Mm.
Because you don't want squares.
Uh-uh.
in your circle.
Talk you know about more squares in your circle.
Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I am not square. You don't want those squares in your circle because it goes along the lines of the haters.
See?
In the Bible, see, you had those haters, but now in 2022,
amen,
you have haters all over the place. Because people want to get close to you.
They do.
They want to be your friend.
Ah.
But they don't want to be your real friend.
Preach, Pastor.
They want to befriend you because of what you can do for them.
Preach,
what
Pastor.
You can do.
Small in your circle.
Yes.
I don't even know if smalling is a word, but it's going to be one today.
Smalling.
Smalling your circle.
You can shrink it. You can shrink your circle, but smalling.
No, you don't sound right when you say shrink.
Yeah.
Shrink it. No. Smalling. Your circle.
Hashtag smalling.
Search them out. Find them out. Test them. Test your friends.
Yes.
You got to test your friends and see if they really your friend.
Yes.
You got to look at your friend and be like, hey, friend.
Yes.
Let's go outside.
Yes.
And let's fight right now. They are out there talking. Let's fight somebody. If they run out there, no questions asked, keep them.
Keep them in your life.
But if they question you, if your friend look at you and say, well, what you do? Get them out. Smalling. Your circle.
Your circle.
I can keep going, but the Manassas is as long as him.
And those were Burpee's thoughts.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hitty No cap.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever been mistaken for a child, like as an adult? Have you ever been mistaken for a child? B-Dot, you ever been mistaken for a child? Like, nah, I can see the look on your face. You never been mistaken for a child.
I had a whole beard.
Right? What age did your beard come real quick?
Like what, 18?
Like 18?
Mm-hmm.
I think mine came like 23.
Really?
Yeah, I was a late bloomer in that area.
Yeah, about 18. It was after high school. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Simone Biles, you know, the Olympian, was actually mistaken for a child on a plane ride. She said one of the flight attendants came over to her and gave her a coloring book. And she was like, okay, little baby, would you like a coloring book? And Simone said she looked crazy, and then she was like, what? She was like, oh, you know, we give all our kids coloring books on the plane. She was like, B-word, I'm 25. That's crazy, bro.
I can see it, though, man.
I can see it, yeah.
She's 4'8".
Yeah, I can see it. And she got a baby face.
Yes, man.
Yeah, she definitely looks like a child.
Absolutely.
But that's still crazy, though.
Hilarious.
I know they fried that flight attendant.
Oh, my gosh, hilarious. Dude, this is Simone Biles, like arguably the most decorated Olympian of all time.
Right.
And you mistake her for an 8-year-old?
Right. That's crazy. That's your Know the Neighbor News, quickie, man. On the radio, you do not want to miss Wednesday's argument today. Trust me. Stay tuned.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fake.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
All these guys out there, and of course, you know what it is. It's a Wednesday inside the madhouse. And you know what we do on Wednesdays. We argue about something. It's the Wednesday argument of the week. And today, we was actually talking about this one in the studio yesterday. Myself, B-Dot, and Burpee. So wow. I'll let you guys take it away.
Well, Larry and Dot jumped on me.
We jumped on you?
Yeah, I got jumped.
I don't even remember how it started.
How did it start? I don't know. We don't know how it started.
We're talking about Denzel
and Will Smith.
And Will Smith.
And I said that Denzel's range is better than Will Smith's range. Acting. Just in acting.
Right.
And Larry and Dot said, hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
They called me crazy.
All right, Dot, go ahead with your part of the argument as far as why you feel Will Smith has way more range than Denzel Washington.
I mean, we definitely can get a range, but I definitely first want to just talk about the run that that Will Smith went on in those late 90s and early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like, that has never been matched and never will be matched again. But then when you talk about just all the roles that Will Smith has played, man, he's been a cowboy. He's been he's fought on aliens. He's been Muhammad Ali. He's been a bad boy. He was a homosexual in 6 Degrees of Separation. He's been cops. He's been in movies by himself with just him and a wolf or a dog, just him. I am legend.
Yeah,
just him and a dog, just him. Like his range
it wasn't
is
a wolf.
His range is further. Denzel plays the same.
If you get one word wrong,
right? Jump on that one. Denzel plays the same character. He just recycles it and redelivers it. Absolutely. Like Man on Fire is the same as John Q, which is the same as Ricochet, which is the same. Yeah, they're all the same. Denzel. He's always gonna do you with the fame. Even the Remembering the Titans. He's still gonna give you the same Denzel.
It's
the same.
You don't cut him off during this argument.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because this is blasphemous.
Go ahead, Bert.
Denzel was a slave.
Okay.
He cried a single tear without crying. If you can cry without crying, you take the tops.
You remember when Will Smith walked down the street in Pursuit of Happiness? He just started clapping his hands.
Right.
You wept.
Showed emotion.
You wept. When that boy's son was sleeping.
Exactly.
Talk about it, Larry.
Come on, man.
First of all, I didn't believe it because the dude he was portraying wasn't even light skinned. Didn't believe
right.
it.
Right. That he played
character. I didn't believe
that
it.
That ain't even his
comparison. Same way I didn't believe King Richard.
He won Oscar
Richard
for
Williams
that.
Is
he
not
won
light skinned.
For that. He won Oscar.
Has Denzel even done any voiceover for cartoons?
He's done everything. He's done plays.
Has he done voiceovers for cartoons?
Will Smith hasn't done plays.
Has he done
And Denzel hasn't done
television.
Sitcoms.
Right. Let's go Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He's been a guest, Prince. I mean, he's been a guest on there.
Oh, what show?
Right. On that one. I'm going to look it up. But when Will Smith was walking down the street crying in the Pursuit of Happiness, he showed emotion.
Okay.
Denzel, when he was crying in glory, he looked you dead in your face.
And dropped that tear.
With a straight face.
And dropped that
dropped tear. Like, look here, white man,
argument,
you can't hurt me.
For the
no.
Race?
And then he was like, King, what iconic lines does Will Smith have?
That's how you drive. From now on, that's how you drive.
That's better than King Kong ain't got nothing on me. Is that better than that?
We're not going line for line. We're not saying who has the most memorable lines.
Oh, now we're not going line for line.
Who's got more range?
Well, I mean, Denzel has more range.
That's
far
not
more range.
You don't believe that.
You haven't even given us no facts.
I have given you that. Besides, Training Day.
Like, okay.
Training Day. He played a police officer, right?
Right. One.
Are you saying the roles or the range?
Right. One.
That's the range.
No, his acting range. He played a crazy daddy in Fences. Right?
Yeah,
He played the happy daddy in John Q.
Okay.
Did you not? I'm going to do anything for my son.
Same range. Go ahead.
No, it's not. I'm going to do anything for my son. And Fences is like, I hate my son. Get out of my house.
Same
two different ends of the spectrum.
Okay.
Enemy of the State. Men in Black. Independence
Day. Equalizer.
I, Robot.
Wild West. Yes. Bagger Vance. The Legend of Bagger Vance. I forgot Will even did that.
Yeah. Oh, you going to look up filmography?
And let's talk about Shark Tales.
Stop talking about
cartoons.
Nobody even talk about Shark Tales no more.
Nemo.
Cartoons. Denzel has never
Nemo?
Done that.
I thought
he did some voices. No, Shark Tales. That's why I jumped on Shark Tales.
My bad. I jumped down there. It's okay. I jumped down there real fast. All right, so here's the argument today. Me and B-Dot feel like Will Smith has way more range than Denzel Washington. Burpee feels like Denzel has more range, even though his argument is weak as hell.
He played an alcoholic superhero, man. Hancock.
Played a crackhead pilot.
Thank you, Murphy.
They was both flying.
570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. Who do you feel like has more range?
The Book of Eli?
No, who has more range? Denzel Washington. We talking about range and acting. Denzel Washington or Will Smith. It's the plug. It's Pod 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for New Hip Hop and R&B Wednesday argument today. Talking about two GOATs, man. Denzel Washington versus Will Smith. Who has the better range? We're going to start this. Hold on, B-Dot. We're going to start it right here.
I got something
with Sporty Odie. Spot, what's up, big dog? What side of the argument you on?
Now, look, now y'all know I say it's movie time, so Shmovie. I'm kind of like the expert in this field.
Probably not, but go ahead.
Shmovie.
Low-key, Will Smith can't even act, bro.
Why? Stop. Come on, man.
He was just popular.
Come on, talk to me, Sports. Talk to me.
Sport. Now, you like money. The man was getting $25 million a film, and you can't act? Stop it.
Let that man talk, man.
Every time Will Smith cries, it looked like he wanted to know why his daddy don't want him no more.
That might be his source.
That's his real tears.
But he know his real.
But Denzel points his finger every movie. Doesn't matter what movie, he's gonna point his finger.
No, he didn't do it. Remember the Titans.
Yes, he did. He did when he was on the sideline with the boys. Yes, he did. Go ahead.
Not point his finger. And he got game.
And he got gang. Yes, he did. When he
Jesus
was talking,
Sellers work, daddy.
When he was talking,
okay.
When he was talking,
you already know his name.
When he was talking to Ray Allen on the court, he pointed his finger in his chest.
Maybe Denzel points his finger in every movie.
In every single movie, Odie.
The Will Smith cries in every movie.
We talking Denzel. Only person to top Denzel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Help. Is Leonardo DiCaprio.
What okay, the, hang up on it. Hang up on it.
Bang up.
He racist.
Bye. Good morning. Who, what side of the argument
you play the paraplegic?
Okay. We got to be very clear on what the question is.
Okay.
If we're talking just about range,
yes.
Then yes, Will Smith has more range.
Thank
because
you.
He can play anything.
Thank
anything.
You.
Will typically plays more serious roles. Now, who's the better actor? Denzel is the better actor.
Agreed. I agree with that.
I agree with that 100%.
The question is, who has more range?
Right.
Denzel right, did two biopics. Because you want to talk about Ali? He did The Hurricane, too.
So let me
he was a boxer in that movie.
Will did King Richard and Ali.
Thank you. So shut your mouth.
King Richard and dark skin. And it don't count.
That makes you even a better actor.
Bagger Vance.
Frank Lucas.
Frank Lucas.
The legend of Bagger Vance.
Chris Carter in The Hurricane.
Yeah, okay.
Malcolm X.
Okay.
Ali.
What did that say?
John Q. That's every black daddy ever.
He wasn't nominated for none of those. He was not even nominated for none of those.
Who won't nominate? He was nominated for everything.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He was on
Good morning.
Broadway.
Good morning. Good morning. What side of the argument are you on?
Oh yeah, I'm on Denzel all day.
Okay, what is your point of reference for range?
We're talking about range, my dude.
We're talking about acting.
Acting as far as gangster, American gangster, man. He did his thing on American Gangster.
Okay, give me something else. That's one type of character.
Don Q.
The daddy and John
all
Q.
All day.
Yeah.
And he did the comedy with Mark Wahlberg.
Let me ask him something, though.
It was a comedy.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is movie acting and television acting the same thing?
No. I'm an actor, and I tell you it's no.
But see,
and someone who's been on television should know that there's a difference as well.
There's
definitely a difference. So you would have to say that you would have to have.
I did this for years. I'm for real about that. Good morning.
What is Larry talking about?
Because he's trying me like I ain't got a Thespian degree. I ain't got a Thespian degree.
I did.
I do. Don't talk about butter. Oh. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing?
What side of the argument are you on?
I'm with Will Smith, man. He did a whole movie with an African accent in Concussion.
Man,
right. I really ain't seen Denzel do that yet.
Talk about that.
I forgot he played the doctor. Talk about that.
You know why you forgot? Because the movie was trash.
The movie was
That's
dope.
Why y'all
Doesn't
forgot.
Doesn't matter.
The movie was dope.
Wild Wild West was trash, but guess what?
It topped the box office. That's two for Will, one for Denzel. Okay,
Magnificent Seven was better.
Power 98, good morning.
Cowboy movies.
Good morning.
What side of the argument are you on?
So I'm a huge Denzel fan. My father and I have this argument almost every week between Denzel and Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have conceded to is that while Will Smith may have a huge range, he does not have memorable movies. Like, you cannot remember Will Smith as an actor in a lot of movies.
That's
you
not true.
You remember a Denzel line.
You remember a line from Denzel.
Yes.
But I remember Will in Enemy of the State.
Yes.
I remember iRobot.
Independence Day. Bad Boys.
But you cannot name a line from any of those movies that are memorable.
You said a memorable
right.
As like him as an actor role. I might not remember the line, but I remember him in the role.
I see what you're saying.
But
I agree.
she said Denzel is the better.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. She didn't say Denzel. So who you saying got the most range, Denzel or Will?
Say Denzel.
Range, Will Smith. Better actor, Denzel.
Okay, there you go.
Get off the phone, man.
That is right.
Murphy, back to the witness. We got more when we come back, man.
Wake up in the morning, Philly.
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early. No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You waking up.
On Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the morning man. I'm Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know what it is, man. Wednesday argument. We're talking about who's got the better range, Will Smith or Denzel Washington.
My boy Will, y'all forgot he rap too. Denzel ain't never touched the mic.
We just strictly talking about acting.
You gotta act when you rap. When you rap, you act.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So when you rapping, you acting. Yeah. That's a good point.
Because it's videos
you
for sure.
You gotta do videos.
Yes.
Yeah, I put
good
that.
Point,
he don't act. He the same sucker in his raps as he is in real life.
Oh.
You wouldn't tell Will that. He'll slap the hell out of you.
You got put on a great act.
Thank you, bro. Pot 98, good morning.
Morning. I was calling to talk about the range of acting.
Yo, what side of argument are you on?
Denzel.
Yeah. Okay, and why you on Denzel's side?
Y'all forgot Denzel did the Jamaican and the Mighty Quinn.
Damn, so did.
I don't even remember that. Mighty Quinn.
Yeah. Paul 98, good morning. Yeah. What side of the argument are you on?
I'm trying to let this slide, but y'all got me hot right now.
What's up, Philly?
Yo, you can't have less range and be a better actor. That doesn't even make sense.
Yes, you can. Yes, you really can. Yes, you can.
Your range means that you can play multiple parts. That means you can be that actor.
Right.
If you can't be range like that, You're not going to be that good of an actor. Hey, Philly, you definitely made me rethink about it. That's a great point.
Because it's almost like singing. Mariah Carey got better range than a lot of singers, but she's not a better singer than Fantasia.
Ah, that's another good point.
Come on now, don't play with me.
That's another good point. Hey, way to bring me back, man. Way to bring me back, man.
What about?
You talking
good about
that range? How long you get the man vote?
He already said his vote. Good morning. I put him down. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Where you at on the argument, bro?
Hey, most of the time I'm Team Burpee, but this time I got to go against it, man. Will Smith got way more range.
Hang up. Appreciate you, gang. It's common sense.
Common sense. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, baby? What side of the argument are you on?
She with me.
All I'm going to say is this. You disloyal fool.
Come on.
That's my favorite Denzel line.
Denzel got the best non line.
He do got the best non line. Here it is, right here. Watch my hand.
Oh, point to that.
Come on, Malcolm X. Get out of here, man. Stop playing me.
Damn, listen, good morning.
I told you, Denzel acting.
Good morning. What side of the argument are you on?
No.
Hello?
Good morning.
All right. Hello? What's up, baby? What side of the argument are you on?
I can't believe y'all don't remember Will Smith's line from Fresh Prince when his daddy ain't come back.
Oh, yeah, we know that
one. Yeah, we know that's a whole scene.
Everybody remember that line.
Everybody remember that one line. Okay. Like everybody remember 10 lines from Denzel.
So which actor has a better range? You going with Will or Denzel?
Will.
All right, thank you, man.
Get off this phone.
Thank you.
Hey, man. Good morning. All right, what side of the argument are you on? Who has the better range, Will or Denzel?
I'm going to go Will, because Will plays the genie. Denzel hasn't done anything like that.
He played the genie in Aladdin, boy.
He covers every freaking spectrum.
Ain't even did no type of stuff like that.
Like your kids
when
love Will Smith.
When it comes to range, Will just has it. Agreed. I'm sorry.
Oh, there it is. Madhouse Nation has...
That don't even count. Nobody even remembers the
No matter, she called in and voted. She called in and voted.
I remember the movie. The movie was great.
Madhouse Nation said we won't be that.
We definitely destroyed him. It wasn't even close.
It was close.
It's common sense.
Yeah. It's not common sense.
Say it with us, Burpee. Will
Every
Smith.
Movie, y'all can name. You already lost.
Say it with
Every
us, Burpee.
You got to concede.
Burpee, say it with us.
I can name.
Donald Trump. You got to concede, Donald Trump.
Say it with us, Burpee.
Concede. He's been storming the Capitol.
Insurrection.
Well, according to Madhouse Nation, Will Smith has better range than Denzel Washington.
They don't know.
How you going to call your listeners stupid?
They don't know.
I'm sick of him. Get off my show.
You know what time it is.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
Yeah.
Who is this?
LaToya.
All right, LaToya, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking that hood black card, all right?
All right. Oh, God, no.
You got three categories. B-Dot has your category number one.
Houston. Oh.
Houston?
Okay.
Yeah, Houston, Texas.
What? Burpee has a category number two.
Quotes from Denzel movies.
What? I have a category number three. In the song.
Wow.
What?
You better pick mine.
Go to Texas, dog.
Okay, I'm going to do In the song.
In the song. Preach by Young Dolph. When was Young Dolph born?
Oh, my God.
Should've came to Denver.
Should've went to Houston. I told you.
I should've went to Houston because I don't know Houston. Young Dolph. Is he like sick?
No, he don't even work here.
All right, you want to stay in the same category or would you like another one?
Denzel.
I'm going to go with the Denzel category.
Here we go. What movie did Denzel...
No.
I hate you, man.
What movie did Denzel say this in? We will be perfect in every aspect of the game. You drop a pass, you run a mile. You missing a blocking assignment, you run a mile. You fumble the football, and I will break my foot off in your John Brown Hyde Parts. And then you will run a mile.
Hey, he did the whole script.
What movie is that?
Right. What's that? Oh, my God. And I
told you to come to Houston, man.
And you should have came back then.
Damn it, ma'am.
No, I just gave you the best acting monologue. It was terrible. It was wonderful. Give me that damn black card. You don't deserve that. Access denied. Your black privileges are revoked. Hell, you need to go out there and redeem yourself. Go get you some black education. Damn dummy. Damn dummy. Hold on that line. Listen.
Somebody who ain't seen the movie and the acting job was terrible. Hey, if you want you want to get these, you want to steal these tickets on Black Smart today, you got to answer my question and Burpee question. How about that? It's the plug. It's 5.98.
I ain't slime, I'm grimy.
Somebody trying to steal these tickets off Black Smart. Good morning. Who this here?
This Corey.
Corey?
Yeah.
All right, Corey, here we go. So my question was in the song, Preach by Young Dolph. When was Young Dolph born?
Oh, yeah, 80, baby.
Okay, I'll take it.
Just like that?
Yeah, I'll take it. The 80s, you know what I mean? Okay. All right, Burt, do your terrible acting job again.
This was amazing. What movie did Denzel say this? We will be perfect in every aspect of the game. You drop a pass, you run a mile.
He didn't point.
Remember the Titans.
Okay. All right, thanks. Don't cut me off, sir. Don't cut me off.
You are
a fool, Denzel. Excuse me. It wasn't even Denzel. I'm a fool, Herman Boone. Your mama, your daddy was a game genius. You win.
Okay,
well,
what the brother got, bro?
He is rushing us,
eh? He aggressive with it.
Sir, you got you got tickets to go to this Welcome to Charlotte Celebrity Kickoff Party. It's going down July 21st at the Oak Room. Joe Torre and Terrence J will be hosting. You will be in the building. Now, tell everybody what station hooked you up, though.
Power 98.
Y'all know what it is, boy. It's 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending, big dog.
Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip-hop and R&B, that's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug, no, we stamped that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
Trending topic is being brought to you by, hey, tell them what Jessica's gonna be hanging out with McDonald's.
Nah, I don't got that.
You don't got that? Okay.
Nah.
I got you. McDonald's and Jessica's gonna be hanging out Saturday.
Sorry, man.
From 2 to 2 at the McDonald's new location in the Rocky River Road community. 10720 Woodland Beaver Road. Come by for your face paint, balloon artist, and a chance to win free Big Macs for a year. Make sure you stop by McDonald's today. They got a large free fry for you for Fridge Friday.
For free?
For free.
Yeah, hey, folks, hit me up about that. I'm checking it out when I leave here, bro.
Did they say they were straight?
I ain't nobody saying it. I don't think you can get French fries yet. It's too early. They don't give you French fries after 10:30.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Breakfast time over there.
What you got trending over there?
Man, of course, you know I'm the sixth man of Carolina basketball. And Carolina family right now is really in a very peculiar situation. GG Jackson, the number one player in the class of 2023, has already committed to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And we were very excited about that. The reality is he's the best player in the country right now. And there's nothing else for him to prove on a high school level. So he's actually thinking about reclassing to this school year so that he can come to college a year early, which would be this season. Unfortunately for the Tar Heels, we don't have any more scholarships available. So if he does reclassify, then he will have to decommit from Carolina and will probably go to South Carolina, the Gamecocks, which is where his mom went and which is where his mom actually wants him to go. And it's just it's a painful situation for the Carolina family because, you know, we like talking trash to the Duke fans.
Nobody care about that.
Well, GG Jackson is trending and the Carolina family, we do care about that. And we're hoping that he stays in the class of 2023 and he is a Tar Heel. But if he is not, in all seriousness, we want GG to do what's best for GG Jackson. And all you folks on Twitter and social media saying a bunch of distasteful things and all that, he's a 17-year-old kid. And, like, he's making adult decisions. Allow him to do that with his family. That's trending.
All right, Bert, what you got?
Well, the video from the school shooting and Uvalde, Texas, that video has come out in to the public. And it's very disturbing. Very disturbing. And watching those police officers, it's going to make you mad.
Yeah.
If you were already upset with the cops, from hearing about what they didn't do,
right,
you don't want to watch this video.
But see, being upset from hearing what they didn't do is totally different from actually seeing those 4 minutes, man.
You will be... How long?
The 4 minute video. I saw the four minutes.
Yeah. It was... Man, they got to the school. I didn't know that they got to the... They responded
inside
to the
school.
Within 5 minutes.
Within five minutes of the call. Within 5 minutes of the shooter being in the... I just saw that video. That's tough.
That's crazy.
Wow.
They actually could have done a lot more and could have saved a lot more lives.
So
you can
much
hear
more.
The gunshots in the background.
Yeah.
While the cops are sitting there trying to figure out, okay, what do we do?
Right. And they said they removed the children screaming from the video.
Absolutely.
And this man, one of the cops puts his hand under the hand sanitizer thingamajiggy and gets hand sanitizer.
That got burp hot, y'all. Burping been mentioned.
That one did it.
That got you hot.
That did it.
If that got you hot, then what Orlando Brown said about Bow Wow.
Way to bring me back, Larry.
Orlando Brown, you know, he's been in the news several different times with a lot of artists, but now it's Bow Wow. So Orlando Brown was on a podcast. And they asked him about the beef with him and Bow Wow. And Orlando Brown said that Bow Wow has some bomb at Poonanny.
Yeah.
VJJ.
Yeah. That's BAP.
Yeah, that's what he said about Bow Wow.
Said he got that BAP.
Now, and somebody in the background said, what?
Man.
Listen, that's the part that did it for me.
What?
That's what sucks about trying to tell this story on radio
now. Because I want to tell y'all what he's been saying.
I'm about to put it on my story.
Yes, please go to put it on your story. Because the impact, you have to hear the way he says it.
He said, matter of fact, he's like, I ain't got no beef with Bow Wow. Bow Wow got some bomb. blank.
He got some BAP.
Yeah, he got some bomb.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Everybody said what in their minds.
Right.
Collectively, at the same time, the guy randomly in the crowd says, what?
That's what's trending this morning. Orlando Brown, Bow Wow. That's what's trending in the city, man. It's the plug. It's powered in here. No Living Larry, the Boy of Mad House, y'all, is plug for new hip-hop and R&B each and every morning. We drop it on y'all. We call it the Madhouse Question of the Day. Burt was that question today, but dog.
Today, we wanted to know, what is a must-have for you when you buying a car?
All right. I-Hoop said, I need my seats to have the thermostat thing. What?
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 You need your seats to have what?
The thermostat thing. Certified said the sunroof.
The seats?
Yeah. She was talking about heated seats, but she just put it in a crazy way.
Very strange, right?
Thermostat thing? You don't deserve to have a car that nice.
Certified said sunroof and push to start, backup camera and sensors.
Yeah, that backup camera is... That was second on my list, man. I have to have a keyless.
Yeah.
But a remote start, but that backup camera,
it is amazing. It works a miracle.
Pink Attic Bree said backup camera. Merchant Images said everything a Cadillac has. Cadillac does have nice features. Matter of fact,
I ain't had a Lac in about 15 years. That was one of my first cars.
I haven't had a Cadillac since 2009.
Pretty sure you had 15 years ago ain't the same kind of car.
I had a Broham. I had a Cadillac Sedan DeVille. God, that thing was sweet.
Cadillac makes nice cars.
They do, they smooth, Jack.
I like that new XTS.
My favorite vehicle of any type is the Escalade.
The Escalade is nice.
I love them Escalade.
I'm a Porsche guy.
I'm going to get one.
Okay, Porsche guy.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about favorite cars. Okay, remote start, Bluetooth, sunroof, four-wheel drive. I guess we throw that.
Four-wheel drive is... I didn't realize how important it was until it started snowing and icing here.
For all-terrain type stuff.
Yeah, you need that.
Remote access to start. Got to be cool, warm before I get in it. I dig that. Maddie Radio said heated seats for the wind. Backup cam. Got to have that sunroof. My next car has to be electric.
Let me ask you something.
I've been thinking about that. Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
I think I want an electric.
Everybody said they want a sunroof. Do you use your sunroof?
I don't have one.
Yeah.
You ain't got a sunroof on a dark night?
My kids like them more than I did, for sure.
Yeah, my kids
like them more than I did. I don't understand the point of a sunroof.
In the car I have now, I don't have a sunroof, so I don't. But if I had one,
beaming on my
head. Do you use that sunroof in your car?
Yeah,
Audi.
I would use it honestly, like when it's hot. Like sometimes I want to get the breeze, but I also want my AC jumping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I would do that a lot of times. But then, of course, you know, like for smoking purposes, you have a sunroof. You know,
I did. You know what? I use my sunroof at night.
At really? Night?
Why? What's the logic?
Because I don't run the AC. I just like the wind and the air to come in, and I let.
Do you ever do both?
What? But I use like my sunroof. I use it at night.
I don't have hair to blow in the wind, so I really don't give a damn about the sunroof.
So you really got a moonroof.
Pretty much.
That's all I got.
What people saying over there, bro?
Jack Dagger said heated seats. C said backup cam, sunroof, heated seats, big face radio. Let's see. Jess Devine says sunroof, heated seats, leather seats, and Bose sound. Havana Banks said a full tank. Yes, Burpee, a full tank is now a feature.
A full tank of gas?
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold it. She about to say
you
it, right, so.
You know what? You got a good point. Yeah. Coming up, man, we're about to roll call. You can roll call me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
Mine is B.TV.
On my page at I'm Just Burpee.
9:55.
Ain't no contenders. What? It's No Limit Larry in the morning show. Madhouse on Power 98, Charlotte's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.